And good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Tuesday, August 25th, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong, and I have three remarkable people in the studio this morning, people who you have perhaps spoken to or been thinking of, have been working with, as we all as a community try to comprehend and work together in light of the landslides that happened last week. They are, from left to right, Sitka Fire Chief Dave Miller. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
And Pastor with the Salvation Army, Major Terrence Wright. Good morning.
Good morning.
And an administrator from the Sitka Chatters website, Samantha Cox. How are you this morning?
Well, thank you.
Great. Well, thank you all for coming in and taking time before you go off into the world. And I wanted to get you all together in one room because you have all been taking on this unprecedented event in different ways. And there's lots of new things that are changing that we want to update Sickens about because there's so many people at the ready to help and want to know what to do. So actually, Major Wright, let's start with you. What is the Salvation Army's current status? What do you need? What is changing?
Well, our current status is we are still feeding the emergency workers that are on site as well as down at the fire department. Our current needs are individual chip bags, the small ones like you would get for your kids for school, the Chewy-style granola bars, Gatorade in small to medium bottles, please no big ones, fruit, apples, oranges, bananas, the black trash bags if possible, cookies in bags like the famous Amos or the grandma kind.
Those are so good.
Yes, they are.
I used to eat those after swim class.
Yes. We're also looking for the individual slices of the Kraft cheese, eggs, potatoes, individual sugar packets, cream packets. Paper towels are always a good thing to have on hand. The blue-style shop towels and the large cans of spaghetti sauce. And, of course, cash donations are always accepted.
Okay, and I'll post that website with that list with the interview so people can consult it.
Awesome.
All right, thank you. And then Chief Miller, what updates can you provide about the current recovery effort? We're still looking for Mr. Stortz, his remains, and also about volunteer needs at the site itself. I heard you might need some people on the roads posted.
Right. One of the big things that we need now as far as people is we're looking for people to man the roadblocks, trying to get only people that need to be on scene. So we're manning two different roadblocks, one at the Kramer Avenue where it leaves Hollow Point Road and one at Kramer Avenue where it's on Harbor Mountain Road up that way. And it takes, you know, two or three people at a time to be there, and we'll put, you know, four or five if need be. Those are our main manpower needs right now. We're always, depending on what the day is and everything else, we're looking for people to work on the site. But it's a very minimal amount of people that are really needed up there. That's sort of more heavy equipment operation and just a few people watching what's going on to make sure that we don't miss anything when we're digging. At the fire hall, we're really pretty good. We're manning an incident command structure there. We have people from all branches of everywhere coming in to help out do that. I mean, the Coast Guard is there, Forest Service, National Park Service has a group there. We're flying in people from other places, other organizations that have volunteered their time to come in. And
I heard the Juneau Fire Department.
Juneau Fire Department. We asked them to send over one individual, Brady Fink, who used to work with us, so that he knows how to operate our equipment and stuff, and it just helps us out with our manpower for our daily needs. We're still having to operate a fire department, and we some days are slower than others, but we're still having some busy days, so we need to make sure we can do that just in our normal business too.
Okay. And Samantha, where are we in fundraising efforts? Sitka Chatters has been distributing information about online fundraisers and also fundraising points in the community. So what can you say about that?
Right now, we have several different places that are collecting money for the families or for the evacuees. So the particular one on Sitka Chatters is the Sitka Chatters Emergency Fund. And that's either a GoFundMe or there's also an account listed at First Bank. And that particular fund has raised about $14,000 right now. And a lot of that has come from Sitkins, former Sitkins, People all over the country have been sending in donations with messages. And then there's also been auctions on Sick of Chatters, and that has brought in right around $5,000 at this point. There are also accounts at Alps, at Wells Fargo, and then the city also had a fundraiser going. Oh, I haven't been able to keep up on all of them. And that's by no means a comprehensive list, so there's a lot of places that are accepting money, and I'm sure you're aware of the benefit concert was at the pub, and last I heard that had raised around $12,000 for the families.
And I heard there's also a GoFundMe for the Diaz brothers that was set up by their family that I checked it just a few minutes ago, and it's raised $27,000.
That's amazing.
To help with their expenses. And so much has happened in the past few days, and I'm sure neither of you have been sleeping all that much. I'm wondering, though, you know, every time I've gone online or spoken with someone, I've heard some kind of story about someone in the community doing something that was out of the ordinary. Someone leaving a $300 tab on the Highliner so everyone that morning could buy coffee, or somebody leaving a piece of artwork on a trail with a note saying, you know, to take care of somebody, or someone showing up, offering to cook or offering to clean or offering this and all these dishes that are still at Grace Harbor Church from people who have brought food. And I'm wondering what if there's something you can pinpoint that has kept you going this week, something someone did or when it's been hard. Here, let me turn up your mic. There you go.
For the Salvation Army, all I can say is Lyles and Jensen's, they stood up. We got 5,000 pounds of frozen food from them.
What is Lyles and Jensen's?
Sorry. Lyles and Jensen's is one of the new furniture stores here in town.
Oh, okay.
And they stood up. Scott from over in Juneau, he heard about the emergency. He got together 5,000 pounds
That's
of frozen food.
Costco in Juneau?
At Costco, yeah, and sent it over on the first available flight. And I need to give a shout-out to Big Blue Fisheries as well as the Coast Guard for allowing us to use their facilities to store it until we need it.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Chief Miller? When you've had so many volunteer responders who you don't normally work with come up to the site and, you know, both manage their safety while also letting them be a part of this operation.
There's one individual?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say that because
yeah.
I'll tell you, we've had hundreds of individuals saying, we're there to help you in any way. You just put out a call and we'll be there. Is there one? No. I can say the volunteers have done some amazing things. You know, we asked them to stand out there 24 hours a day for that first week, manning roadblocks and protecting the scene so that nobody went up there. Those groups of people were amazing. You know, at the fire hall, there's whether they're the staff at the fire hall that work with me or the staff that's coming from all over, the cities or wherever, they're all doing some awesome things. Now, and not just there. I mean, like you say, there's groups that are collecting money like Sick of Chatters. There's people that are just donating money, bringing food in. You know, firefighters, they love food. And I'm a great example of how to look at it and say, yeah, we love food. But at least she didn't look at me like that. You know, we had more food than you could shake hands over for a long time, and we're still getting that food, and it's very much appreciated. There's still, on scene, there's still probably 40 or 50 people working, mm-hmm. and at the fire hall, there's probably 30 or 40 people working, and it's going to stay that way until we find William.
Yeah.
So to say there's one person, I can't.
Does your staff,
but there's a lot of them.
Does your staff feel very big? Does your staff feel like a whole town at this
point? Oh, yeah. Now, yeah. You know, there are people coming in all the time saying, hey, we're here for you. And I'm like, are you new to town? No, I've been here all my life. And I just want to help out. This is the most amazing thing. So people aren't giving up. That's mm-hmm. the great thing. I think that's, is there one? No, I don't think I can say that.
Would you say that too, you've met Sitkins you've never met before?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our homeless people are helping out. Our neighbors are helping out. People that I don't even knew lived in town are showing up and saying, hey, what can I do? That's just absolutely awesome.
Yeah. What about for you, Samantha?
Yes, I've definitely met many more people. A lot of people that I've only known through Sika Chatters too have come into where I work to meet me. And
wow.
And it's really nice to...
So you've seen their digital avatar and now you're seeing them yes. in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
When you created Sika Chatters with Catherine Dom, you created it together. Did you ever envision it would serve this kind of purpose? And by this purpose, let me enumerate, you know, one of the things I saw it doing a lot was trying to clear up rumor when possible. But the other thing that I was amazed by was to find home locations for all the people who had been evacuated or were voluntarily evacuated. There was a post where you could list your address mm-hmm. and your phone number, and then you deleted it once the home was filled, such that I heard the Red Cross organizer say that he didn't need to provide as much housing relocation for people because the Sikkins absorbed those without a home for that week. Yeah. So did you ever imagine that that would be its purpose?
I never imagined that something like this would happen and that it would need to be used for that purpose. I would have liked to have thought before that it would serve a higher purpose, but I am absolutely blown away. And we can say that Sika Chatters serves this purpose, but all it is a forum. It's the people of Sitka that have absolutely stepped up and blown me away.
Yeah. And you, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. You trained at the police academy for a period.
Correct.
Did you ever go into emergency response? Or where is this coming from, your ability to moderate this huge website with all these different people posting and saying, how can I help?
I would say that probably my time at the police academy did help. We were trained in what you call verbal judo, which is...
Verbal judo.
Verbal judo, when you talk to people and calm them down. But mostly, I would have to say it's having my mother, Beth Cox, as a mother. And if you knew her, you might understand more where that's coming from.
So she's helped you a lot
this
week.
She's been, yes, a force. She's amazing.
Okay. So I'm the kind of the last thing I wanted to ask, and there's so much more to talk about, which there's a precedent now in place, it seems to me, were something like this to happen again. This might not be the last landslide concern we ever have. And I know that NOAA was talking about what would we do to try to predict landslides in the future. And I'm wondering what measures you would like to see put in place to either manage something like this in the future, or responses that you've seen arise, you know, new partnerships that have been forming even as a result of this week. Chief Miller, what do you think about that in terms of this very specific kind of emergency response?
I think all the emergencies that we plan for, the fire department, and I got to give super kudos out to one person, I guess, and that's the assistant chief, Al Stevens. He has stepped up and he's sort of he's the incident commander for the scene. I'm just the guy that's his boy doing everything that he needs to get done that nobody else is going to do or can do or whatever. And he's running with it greatly. For the past 5 years, we've been training hard with all the organizations in Sitka to get them up to a point where we're at right now to be able to handle these things. And I don't know if you're ever super proficient at it when you're dealing with so many different groups, but it's worked really well, and it's working really well now. So it's not like we're meeting new friends when this all happened or new work partners. We've met a lot of these people and dealt with them over the last 4 or 5 years in training exercises and stuff like that. Everyone is a little different, whether it's a landslide or a tsunami or a bridge collapse or anything like that. It all sort of works the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to work with a different group of people to do it sometimes.
Will you be monitoring for landslides more closely in the future?
Landslides, I think, are one of those things that are probably the one unpredictable thing that we... to monitor for it as a fire department and an emergency response people, you never know when it's going to happen. You don't know where it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, or anything like that. Heavy rain, we have all the great things that create landslides. We have heavy wind, heavy rains. Our ground is super saturated all the time, so the roots of the trees don't have to go very deep, so they easily fall over and ground easily slips. I think the thing that's amazing is that for the last, I've been here 28 years, and I can probably say 50 years, we really haven't had any major landslides like this in Sitka. Now, we've had a couple small ones, you know, by Hollow Point, on Hollow Point Road by the old city shops. We had one a few years ago that affected a couple houses right there and closed the road for a little while. But we haven't really had anything in town like this. Now, you can go into Stargaven Valley, and we had one a year or two ago. Readout Lake had one a year or two ago. So it seems like there may be happening more, but to say as emergency response people that we're monitoring for them, they could happen anywhere at any time in Sitka.
And you hope you will be ready if
so. I think if it happens again and the same thing, we'll know where we made our mistakes. Mm-hmm. And we'll know where we shined this week and in the coming weeks. And it will be all the better. I mean, it will definitely make it, whether it will be easier or not, but we'll be even more prepared than what we are now.
Okay. And Tony, I have one last question for you, which is that as a pastor, what would you recommend people do this week to help in the healing process that we're about to undergo? You mentioned there are churches open in town, but would you like to just talk briefly about that?
The main thing for the folks to do in town, in my eyes, would be to talk to your loved ones about it. Talk to others in town about it. It has happened. That is part of the healing process. It's going to help everybody out, no matter what race, religious affiliation, or whatever. They need to talk about it and how they can better themselves from it.
All right. Thank you all three for coming in. And I wish you all the best and a lot of strength in the coming days. Fire Chief Dave Miller and Major Attorney Wright and Samantha Cox. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.